I wonder, too, if Peter wasn't trying to prove himself because the other disciples knew what he had done. And the Lord chose a public restoration to bring him back to his brethren. So the Lord had that private conversation with him, and the Lord and himself were restored. But now what about to his brethren? And as you just mentioned, brother, where he was trying to put himself forward to prove himself, was maybe this a motive aside, like along with what you've said, for him trying to assert himself, because he had to prove that he was okay to his other fellow disciples? And I wonder if here in this, we can't take this and apply that when we're dealing with issues in the assembly. The Lord may restore someone, but is the assembly restored back to that person? And that's also an important work we see, that there is a public restoration. Peter was restored, but am I restored to the brother? And I think in this conversation here that the Lord had, the other disciples were part of this conversation. As listeners, they heard what was going on. And they could say, oh, the Lord has cleared his guilt. We had that brought forth, and our guilt binds us. But now he had no guilt with his brothers, or his disciples in this case. And I wonder if we lack that when we're dealing with situations in the assembly. There's a restoration individually in the individual, but not back into the assembly as a whole. And it ties in, when dealing with our guilt, we have to remember our position in Christ. Not who I am, but the position that I hold in Christ. How does he see me? He doesn't see me as that guilty individual. He sees me in the love that you were just speaking of. That's how he sees me. Is that how we treat our brethren when dealing with issues? As Christ sees me and what he did for me, is that how I treat those that need help? And so I just bring that forward in that this public restoration was necessary to bring Peter also back to the other disciples for ministry, like we have in Acts chapter 2.